Hey everybody, Kyle Klingman with Track Wrestling for another edition of 7 Minutes, brought to you by CollegeWrestlerRecruiting.com. Our guest is 3-time age level world champion and 2-time NCAA champion, Spencer Lee. We're going to chat with him about his recruiting decision and why he picked the University of Iowa. And when you think about recruiting, we hope you will check out CollegeWrestlerRecruiting.com. It has everything you need to make the right choice for you. Check it out, CollegeWrestlerRecruiting.com, and check out this interview with Spencer Lee. He's coming up next. Our guest today is 2-time NCAA champion for the University of Iowa, 3-time age group world champion, Spencer Lee. Spencer, are you ready to go 7 minutes?
I am. More if needed.
If you could take what you know now and have a conversation with yourself at 15, what advice would you give yourself?
I think I was trying to bulk then, get bigger, because I wanted to go up a weight class for like junior worlds or cadet worlds and stuff. I probably would just told myself to just focus on wrestling, not worry about weight or anything. Because I don't really cut weight now, and I never really cut weight in high school, but like remember that summer I specifically wanted to go up a weight class. And I think I would have just rather told myself then to just stay down, focus on wrestling, focus on getting better, and just enjoy your summer a little bit more, I think, than being stupid and thinking that you're bigger than you'll ever be because you're 5'3".
Let's go back to recruiting when you were in high school. What do you remember about it? What were your top 3 schools, and why did you pick Iowa?
My top 3 schools were Iowa, Penn State, and Ohio State. They were the only schools I took visits to. I mean, my recruiting process was long. It was pretty tough for me. All 3 schools had a lot of great things to offer, and they're all pretty prestigious programs, at least in my era. And I couldn't imagine not being in a place that didn't feel like home. And that was kind of like Iowa just felt like home. And I fell in love with like the coaching staff and the team environment. It just felt right. And I was told actually by a lot of people in the recruiting process that you'll know when it's a place that you need to be there. And that's kind of what happened with me. I mean, I thought that for Penn State for a while, and I almost committed there. But I ended up here. So I guess things happen for a reason, right?
If you could take one skill from any other wrestler and add it to your game, what do you think would benefit your wrestling most?
I mean, probably like a Burroughs double leg, maybe. Okay. I can't do that. No one in the world can, except for Burroughs.
Let's say wrestling has one governing body and you're the president. What would you want to change?
Me? I probably want more weight classes for Olympic year, probably 2 more. And men's Greco, women's freestyle, and men's freestyle. I know that would be impossible because I think the Olympic Committee is the one that voted on removing weight classes in a lot of sports, not just wrestling. But that's something that I would really advocate for because it was hard. It's hard for a lot of countries because some guys like they can't go down, some guys can't go up. Kind of tweeners, I'd say. So I mean, I think it helps the sport grow rather than, you know, remove a lot of participation in Olympics.
What is the last thing you tell yourself before you set your foot on the line?
I say like smart, hard, take down the turn, 7 minutes more if needed, stuff like that. Just like little reminders, knowing that you can wrestle a full match hard, score a lot of points, and focus on a lot of scoring. So.
What is the greatest compliment someone could give you?
And the greatest compliment people give me is that I'm not just a good wrestler, but I'm also a good person off the mat. And my dad told me when I was like 5 or 6 years old, I think I was 6, that he would rather people go up to him and tell him that I'm a good kid than a good wrestler. And that saying still sticks true till today. So that's probably the greatest compliment someone would give me, that I'm not just a wrestler, but I'm still a good person. So.
What is the strangest thing that's ever gone through your mind during a wrestling match?
I think when I was younger, like songs used to like randomly like play in my head, kind of like you're like the lyrics, you know, you're like thinking of them, and like you're like shaking hands with someone. I remember that, and that was really weird because I'm supposed to be focused and ready to go. Why are lyrics? Why am I singing a song right now? I think that's probably the weirdest thing that's gone through my head.
What is the most interesting thing about you that has nothing to do with wrestling?
I mean, a lot of people, I mean, it's kind of like a meme, honestly, but I mean, I play competitive Pokemon. Like, I don't like compete much because obviously I can't, but that's probably the funniest thing about me. Just because why like Pokemon?
Yeah, you got a lot of buzz for that being your walkout song at the Nationals.
Yep.
Why'd you pick that?
Yep. I mean, it's got good lyrics, right? Says I want to be the very best like no one ever was. It just, if you didn't know it was Pokemon, then you would just think that's a pretty good beginning of the song, right? Yeah. But then you hear, you know, Pokemon, and we're like, what?
If you could go back and wrestle anybody from any era, who would you want to compete against?
Ooh, that's a great question. If I was their size, like maybe like Arsen Fedayev, or I mean, in this era, Kudakov, if he hadn't sadly passed in a car accident. I mean, there's so many wrestlers I'd love to wrestle.
What is your greatest fear?
Not enjoying it, the sport. Not doing it because I love it. I think that's a fear of mine. I want to enjoy the sport for the rest of my life, and I just want to love it like I do. And I hope nothing ever takes that away from me. And I don't plan on anything ever taking away from me either.
And then final question is, what is the best way to motivate Spencer Lee?
Be positive with everything. I think that's the best way to motivate me.
Spencer Lee, you just went 7 minutes. We appreciate your time. All the best as you go for your third national championship.
Thank you for having me.